meeting of the House Health and Social Service Committee to order. It is 3:05 on April the 11th, 2013. Present are Representatives Tarr, Representative Nagyak, Representative Seaton, and Representative Higgins. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum. So, Butch Carver is our House Recording Secretary. Claire Gross is our LIO moderator. Paul Verhagen is my committee aide. And let the record represent that Representative Reinbold has now joined us. Now we have more than a quorum. We're doing good. And if you need help, Paul will come get you. Now, I know that everyone's busy in these last days, so we'll be quick and brief. We have only one bill to deal with, and that is Senate Bill 87, Newborn Screening for Heart Defects. Here to present the bill is Senator Peter Michicki, right? Yep. Did I say that right? Come forward.
Thank you, Representative Higgins.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to be here talking about CS Senate Bill 87, Newborn Screening for Heart Defects. You know, we don't title our bills acts, but if we were going to do so, in this case, it'd be the NICI Act. NICI is my niece that was born in Japan in November. She was lucky to be born in Japan, and the reason she was fortunate to be born there is that they do the kind of testing that I'm going to talk about today. And she was discovered to have a fairly major issue with her heart. Actually, she had two through monitoring have sort of been self-sealing, if you will. The third, she will have surgery when she's 2 years old. And an estimated 1 in 100 children are born with congenital heart defects, and it kills more children in their first year of life than any other birth defect. The U.S. is moving toward adopting the same testing procedures as is done in Japan and other countries. 13 states have already adopted laws, and over 20 are considering legislation. I'm not really a legislation sort of guy, especially when it comes to health care. And thanks for the smile, Representative Tarr. But in this case, it's just too risky not to test newborns. There are so many issues that are avoided by testing. And we've talked to hospitals that are currently doing the testing. I'm going to pass this around. This is NICI, if you will.
Thank you. No fair.
Oh.
Hospitals in Alaska that are currently testing are Providence, Alaska Regional, Alaska Native, Matsu, Central Peninsula Hospital, and Soldotna. The problem is not all hospitals are testing, and certainly neither are home birth attendants. Screening itself is very simple. It uses the pulse oximetry equipment most hospitals already have, and I'm sure Dr. Higgins can help with that. But it's painless and non-invasive. Essentially, with adults, there's a finger clip. With children, there's a Band-Aid that goes on a finger, one that goes on a toe. It measures the oxygen levels in the blood. It's painless and non-invasive. Screening helps detect more than 75% of critical heart defects. Additionally, the screening has been successful in detecting other life-threatening conditions in newborns, such as pneumonia. The cost is under $10, and we equated that with under the cost of a single diaper change in a hospital nursery, and it's covered by insurance. The cost for the equipment itself for the lower end that they might have in a regional facility is between $500 and $1,000, and for smaller birthing facilities such as out in the villages, they can wait and bring the child to a regional facility where the testing would occur. Other testing, such as the hearing testing and other newborn testing that's required by the state. We've not had any opposition to the bill so far. We've reached out to the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association, Alaska Nurses Association, State Medical Association, and other groups, and been very supportive, passed in the Senate unanimously, and we hope to have the same result in the House. With that, I'm here for any questions, and we have lots of expert medical help available online.
Okay. Any questions from the committee for the good senator? Well, you did an excellent job presenting. Whoop, please, Representative Seaton.
Thank you. Senator, you mentioned in hospitals and they have the equipment, and you also mentioned home births. Does the bill require home births to do this procedure as well? And if so, is the equipment portable or borrowable, or how does that?
Well, the bill requires that beginning in January of 2014, that major facilities begin the testing. It gives until January 2016 for facilities, you know, birthing centers, smaller hospitals, clinics, midwives, who perform fewer than 20 births a year. They have until January 16. And as I said, they either have to have the equipment, which I would assume would be most normal birthing facilities, or they have to arrange for testing in remote village locations, if you will.
I may be able to help a little bit in that area. You know, a pulse oximeter is relatively cheap in the medical field, if you, you know, and they're battery operated, 99%. In fact, pretty much if you're smart, all of them are battery operated. So it's easy to go around with. The one that I have two of them, and they also do a printable readouts. Mine ran about, I want to say about anywhere from $400 to $600 for mine, you know. So, and there are cheaper ones than that, too, but they don't have the printable readout numbers for that. It would be hard for me to believe that any medical facility doesn't have a pulse oximeter now to begin with. It's just hard for me to believe they don't. And maybe some of them do out there, but it's relatively straightforward and it's pretty easy to get. So I don't think that would be a drawback or any hesitation at all for this. And if my recommendation would be if they don't have one, they need to get one. So,
Mr. Chairman, if I may, we push the dates out a little bit just to keep from it being a burden for the smaller facilities.
Right.
So they have, you know, almost 3 years to save the $400. I think that's a reasonable request for what it delivers. And if you think about one lifeline from the village to a regional health care center, if there's a problem, this gives you an early detection to keep from having to wait until the child is in trouble.
And the other thing is, and I don't want to steal your thunder here a little bit, but the 24-hour period is, that's the, you can't do this before 24 hours, okay? But you can do it at 48 hours, you can do it at 72 hours, you just can't do it before 24 hours of that. So if you are at a facility that doesn't have a pulse oximeter for whatever reason, and you got a week to go somewhere, you could have it done then, and it'll still do pretty much the same results as that. I mean, obviously they want to catch them while you're at the hospital. That would be the optimal time to do this, but it doesn't mean if once you pass that 24-hour moment that you can't do this at all. All right, so that's kind of the good news with this. My sense? Oh. Well, Senator, that was great. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Well, at this point, we'll open it up to. Now, is there anyone in public testimony that you wanted to bring forward that you think you need to? Because I know we've got a couple people online here. They both have question marks, as if we need to ask them questions, we can. You know, it's kind of up to you.
I don't know who you have signed up, but there is a.
We have Stefan in Anchorage, Division of Public Health, but she's got a big question mark with her. So it's like, you know, I guess basically if we need questions, they're online to help us.
I'm sorry, the name of the physician has left my mind.
Jill. Yeah, Jill here. Deputy
I believe a short testimony by Jill would be very helpful, and she has a wealth of knowledge about the subject.
Okay. Well, at this point, then, we'll open this bill up to public testimony. And Jill Lewis, is it Dr. Lewis, or are you online?
Actually, I'm here.
Oh, you're here. That's okay. See, you've only got here questions only, but apparently we're going to drill you. That's a dental term, by the way.
And a recruit. I'm a recruit.
Oh, for the record, I'm Jill Lewis. I'm Deputy Director for the Division of Public Health. I personally have no medical background. I'm an administrator. And I think the person that you actually will want to ask any kind of technical medical questions would be Stephanie Birch, who is online, and she is the Section Chief for Women, Children, Family Health and in charge of our other newborn screening programs.
Okay.
So I'm here if you have any questions about, you know, the fiscal note or anything, and you could ask either one of us.
Well, I don't have any questions, but Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the fiscal note, for Medicaid enrollees, costs would be included in global fees already paid for delivery services, so no additional cost. Not related to this bill, but just in general, if you can provide us a little more information on services that would fall in that same category, because it's one of the topics we're exploring, I would appreciate that.
Through the chair, Representative Tarr, I am not an expert on what's included in the Medicaid.
Oh, okay.
What I do understand is that they pay a flat rate, mm-hmm. for, you know, you're going to have a baby, and so they're going to pay a certain amount.
Okay.
And this would be covered in that
global
one amount, and that's the global nature of that.
Okay.
And that's, so that's what I understand. If you'd mm-hmm. like further follow-up, we can get more information.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
But we do have somebody on. Oh, wait, Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the question I asked Senator Machicki, public health, does it have any qualms of discovering midwives and others that aren't in hospital situations? Is that something that public health sees as being easily handleable within the extended time frame that's given?
Through the chair, Representative Seaton, I think that time frame is adequate to address the smaller providers like midwives or people who are not operating outside of a birthing facility.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, thank you once again. We do have, is it Gina App online? She's with the American Heart Association.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon.
Hi, go ahead and put your name on record.
For the record, my name is Jenna App, and I am testifying this afternoon on behalf of the American Heart Association. American Heart Association supports SB87 because it would ensure that newborns in Alaska are screened for critical congenital heart disease, CCHD, using the low-cost, non-invasive screening tool called pulse oximetry prior to discharge from the hospital. The critical congenital heart defects are the most common birth defects and the leading cause of death in infants with birth defects. These diseases are, if not treated, they can cause severe complications and even death. The form of testing, the pulse oximetry, is a very simple test. It measures the amount of oxygen in the baby's blood as well as the pulse rate. It's relatively quick, it's minimal and cost-wise, and it has been proven to be effective in detecting CCHD in a really time-effective manner for treatment. So even though healthcare professionals do a really good job of diagnosing these diseases, some are not as easily identified and they can be missed. And the simple screening through the pulse oximetry can catch those misses and save the lives of those babies. So if it's consistently administered in Alaska, it will save lives, and it's very cost-effective. It's widely supported across the country and also in our state. And so, given all this information, the American Heart Association strongly urges your yes vote on SB 87. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you once again for your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for this bill.
Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to speak to this? Representative Gumberg, did you want to say a few words? Or? I've been saying a few words ever since we started this, so.
Yes, I'm Max Gruenberg from House District 14, and I wanted to thank the chair of this committee and Senator Machicki for putting the bill in. I consider the three of us have been working on this for a while now, and it's kind of been a team approach. And I first became aware of the subject as a member of the Committee on Suggested State Legislations, which is a CSG committee, Council of State Governments. It was one of the bills that was recommended to us about a year ago. The model of legislation, that original version of this was taken from, was from New Jersey. And the testimony was that the first day that it was in effect after Governor Christie signed it, it saved a baby's life. And I mean, it's that important. And since then, a number of other states have done this. And the version that's before you is, I think, an improved version. We're about to take it up and look at, we get about 75, 80 bills twice a year out of 1,000 that are introduced nationally. So we look at about 75 each time. And in the last spring meeting, we were about to get to this bill, and they shut the committee down for some reasons unrelated to the bill. And several of us were really concerned about that. They took it up again last December, and the chair just said, we're up at the baby bill now. Is there any objection? It's in the book. And it was that important. And I'm just simply saying that we're doing the right thing here, and I thank you, Mr. Chair, for your efforts, and the senator from Sylvania, too. If we can get this passed, it'll save some lives. I hope it doesn't, because it's not necessary. But if it's there, if it is, thank you for letting me testify.
You're welcome. Thank you. Let's take a quick brief at ease just to make sure we have the right number here. The numbering, we've got that cleared up. So, having heard the presentation of the bill, do I have a motion to move it from committee?
We have public testimony and all that.
We did public testimony already,
okay.
And there was nobody else that wanted to talk. Yes, Representative Tarr?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to quickly comment that appreciate that this bill is going to pass, hopefully, this session. Had heard from Representative Gruenberg about the bill at a community council meeting, the story he just relayed to us. And we talk often about the important decisions we make, but this really is a life and death kind of decision. And I sure hope that we're able to, like Nisi, you know, save some baby by passing mm-hmm. this today. And I'm going to sign on as a co-sponsor when we go back to the floor tonight.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you. And I did want to point out that there is an effective date of January 1, 2014. And I think that that is, since we are making a requirement for people across the state to do something, there needs to be to make sure that there's time. It doesn't prevent them from doing it now, but at least the requirement goes in a time that all of those entities can become prepared and make sure they can follow the law. So thank you.
You're welcome. And just so that everybody, you know, here in the committee and even in the room understands, I talked with several of my friends in the medical field and in the hospitals, and pretty much all of them are doing this already. But there were, you know, what we're doing here is just kind of doing a double check to make sure that it gets done, because we know that kids are the most important thing we have. So, mm-hmm. Representative Bramble.
Okay, I just also wanted to say thank you, Senator, for bringing this forward. My brother did have a congenital heart disorder at birth, and it was caught right away, and it has made a huge impact on his life. He's 53 now and doing really, really well, and I do think early intervention is a really good thing. So I just personally want to say thank you for bringing this forward.
Okay. And my good friend and committee man has aide has reminded me that I need to close public testimony, so we're going to close public testimony. Now, let's get on with business. Having heard the presentation of this bill, do I have a motion to move it from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move committee substitute Senate Bill 87, HESS, newborn screening for heart defects with amendments and applicable fiscal notes, which is zero, to be passed from committee.
Hearing no objections, the bill moves from committee. So we'll take a quick at ease while we sign the paperwork.
Chair, I move that we rescind our action.
No objections, so we're good. So then, now we're going to go back to a motion, and I move. Go ahead.
Okay. I move committee substitute Senate Bill 87 HESS, newborn screening for heart defects with applicable fiscal notes, be passed from committee.
Committee.
And individual.
With individual recommendations.
Hearing no objections, the bill moves from committee. Now we're going to take a brief at ease again. I don't anticipate any further HESS committee meetings for this session. If we do, it will be because of another Senate bill that makes it our way. If that happens, we'll let you know as soon as possible as we find out. Otherwise, This will be the last committee meeting for the session. It is now 3:30. Today's meeting is adjourned.
Oh.
Right? Is adjourned.
No, well, before we adjourned, I was just going to say thank you, Mr. Chairman, for good work session.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, I did that right. Representative Seaton, right? I mean, because we're still good. Okay. Thank you.
Drop the gavel.